The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We're starting in 3 weeks, and we're going to start with a fascinating siman in Shulchan Aruch, the Kof Kuf Sad Samach, which is a siman right at the end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And more often than not, people don't get there; they don't even see the siman. But in this siman, which discusses the inyan la'asos zeicher l'churban, to make a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, which the siman is built upon, gives us a totally new perspective on what exactly we're trying to accomplish during the 3 weeks. So we'll start off with the first siman. If you have the Mamre Kemis, which came with an email, or if not, then maybe it's worthwhile taking a look inside. It's slightly textually based. If not, then if you have Mishnah Berurah, have the siman Tofkun Samach Elikvav and Mishnah Berurah, it'd also be very useful to take a look. And the Mechaber says like this. Again, remember, the siman is Hilchos La'asos Zeicher L'Churban. We're busy making a Zeicher L'Churban, and the Mechaber says like this. When the Beis HaMikdash was Choruv, the Chachamim of that generation made the Takana, She'ein Boinim Le'olam Binyan Mesuyot U'Mechuyot K'Binyan HaMelachim. One may never ever build. Once the Churban happens, a building which is Mesuyot U'Mechuyot. Now, to translate that to modern-day technology is hard, modern-day terms is hard, but what he means is there was a certain style of furium of moldings and very shiny paint, which was the classic style of kings in the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the takana was that a yid can't build a house like that, which is kabinyan hamalochim, with a certain exotic style which a yid may not build. Ella, what does a person do? Tach. He can paint his house with lime, the salt basid, he can cement it. And he leaves a place of an amal by an amal, without any cement at all, can legit HaPesach opposite the door. And we all know this, many even keep this. You come to a subdo of a Yiddish house and there's a piece of unpainted wall or unplastered wall if you can manage that. And that's the aloch over here. Now, the Achreinim on Masbir, the Rambam, and this is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, has two distinct alochas in this piece. There's two things going on. Number one, a total prohibition from building a binyan mechuyad and mesuyak, a binyan amalochim, which means don't build a fancy schmancy house. Full stop, and nothing is going to help. Then there's another halacha that even you bring it, build a normal house, don't build a house without making a zeichel churban, which is an amal and amar keneged apetach. And these are two distinct halachas. Which the Rambam, this quote from the Mechaber is the Rambam, and the Mechaber brings it down. Halacha, he always does it pass by the Rambam. And on this, there is a kasha with the Torah from the Rambam. The Torah says, the whole reason we have to build a Pesach, leave a Pesach, an Amal Amal, the space of an Amal by Amal not painted is Zeichel L'Churban. Says the Torah, even if I've made a beautiful house, let me just make a Amal Al Amal on the beautiful house, and that will be Zeichel L'Churban. In other words, the Rambam says, if you have a beautiful house, Kederech HaMalochim, a kingly house, a Zeichel L'Churban of an Amal Al Amal by opening the door does not help you. And the Torah says, why not? The chiyuv on me is to have a zeichel l'churban. So let me just have a beautiful house, but I'll have a zeichel l'churban. The mean, the end game, the end matter is, we shall have a zeichel l'churban, as the Mechaber brings. Lastly, zeichel l'churban. That's the first question. If you have to understand this from Chabad Shitta, the Rambam Shitta, there's two halachos. Number one, then have a fancy house. Number two, make a zeichel l'churban. That's the Torah. Why is it not good enough to make a Zeichel Churban even on a fancy house? Question number two is like this. The Mechaber goes on. I don't want to type out this question, but it's a beautiful question. Somebody who buys a fancy house, which has been, it's been molded, and it's a very beautiful, shiny thing. It's in a state that it was. The Ein, the Chayvin, Abisoy, Nikle, Paktolim. We don't have to rub out an amal amo. You can leave it as it, take off all the the paint, nicklet means to peel it off. You leave them two, it's no problem, it's gavaldi. And the question is, if there's a nisa to have a fancy house, then who cares whether I bought it from a goy, or I didn't buy it from a goy, is it a fancy house, and Chazal and Masakin, the Sinchum, which I'm going to show you, has such a fancy house, who cares if I bought it from a goy or not? It's fancy, and if it's fancy, I can't have it. What does it mean, Areza B'chazkosa? We move on to the second halacha, which is similar to these things. It's in the Toshkul Stamach. But the Gemara means something else. The Chayim Hishkinu, Chazal made another takonah. That somebody who is Oyrech Heshulchon Yasin Sudo, somebody who makes a party, the Oyrech for his guests, Mechaseh Mimenu Ma'a, he leaves out a small amount of his party. Something has to be left out. The Gemara says that there's a certain type of fish needs to make a cast of the Harsana, you've got to leave something out. Zecha the Churban. And not only that, you've got to leave out one plate setting. You have three plates. One of the kaoris should be left out, Zecha the Churban. And when a woman makes tachshitin from Zohar and Kesef, presumably when she gets married, she has to leave out one of the normal types of jewelry that she would have, Zecha the Churban. And when a chosan gets married, and this we do know, he takes off a makle, he takes some ash from the fireplace, and he puts on his head the mokav of pasulim. And the Ramah adds in, this place is where we break a kais when we have a chuppah, which we do, we all do that minute. And the Ramah finishes off, v'chol eilu hadavorim, all these matters, which is the type of house we have, the zeichel of churban in the house, not being a suda too big, not making all our tachshitin, the chosan puts ash on his head, and we break a case during the chuppah. The chol eilu adavorim kidei liskei es Yerushalayim shenema im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini im leyal es Yerushalayim al roish simchot. And here comes a question. The Mechaber says, with all these things, just before we go on, let's just talk out that the halacha says, from the Chai Odom, v'tzorich iyud shekol ze ein ragin klal. If you have the paper in front of you, it's on page 2, the Mechaber, the halacha on the left there, page 2 at the top, you've got the Shabura of the halacha, he brings to the Chai Odom, v'tzorich iyud shekol ze ein ragin klal. He's referring to the ornament, to the suda, the leaving our part of the meal. He got to the first halacha because the minute of the houses we do, and he wonders why we don't do that. Of course, the Zeichel of Churban, but they get to the chosim we do, but he needs the parts which we don't do, and it's like a big torchir. We'll see later, I'm not sure why it's such a big torchir. Now, the shayla is like this halacha, which we're saying you got to leave over something when you make a sugar, we're going to leave over a plate, a setting. A part of a setting, we make a sugar, and a woman shall make all the tachshikin. Is that by a chosin and kala as well? So the cotton base says, when it is our Rambam Rebusa Kamash Malon, the afilu b'sudas mitzvah shayach din zeh. Even by sudas mitzvah, we have this restriction not to make the meal too fancy. Then came, who has in chos sudas mitzvah kidei mila the chasna yesh linoik pain. Tells us a tremendous chiddush. This halacha of not making the suda too fancy. And the tachshitin is also the geir to the chasna. And here comes the question. We know that a chasna is allowed music by his chasna. And we also know that music by a chasna during the year is severely permitted. We'll take a look if you have in Mishnebura, if you have the copy which we sent out, the Sif Gimel over there, the Chain Gozru Shaloi Lenagin Bikishir. They made a takana not to play musical instrument, the Chol Mine Zemer and all types of songs, the Chol Mashmir Kul Shoshir, Asur the Sameach Bohem, and cannot make oneself happy with them. The Yeshayim in the Ramah here mitigates this halacha. It makes it a lot more comfortable for most of us who are used to hearing music. Yesh Eimrim, some people hold, Dafka Misha Rogabel Kepem Alochim Shein Meshechim Kishir. It's all about kings we used to be put to bed and woken up in the morning with an orchestra playing. And that is a super tainug and super simcha. The Gemara says simcha and tainug, simcha is pleasure and happiness, is offer. The normal music might be mutter, so that's perhaps what the Eidim is the awesome is shame of the home and our bias of finish here with prayer, and a yayin offer, even just singing with our mouths offer. Very, very humble. And the Ramah says, however, when it comes to singing zemiroi and praising Hashem on wine, even though we're a little bit excited when it comes to wine, we're drinking wine, it's okay. Zechein, letzirech mitzvah, again, the base chosom the kala. That's the remark. Although there's a very strict halacha about not drinking, listening to music, especially not when we're drinking, by chosom and kala, the tzirech chuppah, we're allowed to do that. And here comes the question. The Taz just told us, when it comes to the halacha of not making the meal too big, and keeping part of the meal away, and not being a tachshitim, it's a ger, the chosom and kala as well. And when it comes to the Issar singing, which is a special pasuk, b'shir le'yishkizayim, but if a pasuk, the mom is a pasuk, when the chum is a mishuk, or a gittin of zayin, and the mom brings a pasuk, and they talk about Issar singing, b'shir le'yishkizayim, one shouldn't sing while we're singing, sing while we're singing. That's suddenly allowed for a chosom. Why is that? Let's think about this. Monashok. If we have the prohibition of having a fancy meal by chosn and kala, shouldn't we have the istar singing by chosn and kala as well? But from there we move on to another question. This is a fascinating question. Anybody who Rachmon and Salah Shiva knows that while we're sitting Shiva, we're allowed to drink wine and eat meat. In fact, Medigoinim is to indulge the Avelim in meat. I don't know if I've seen wine being drunk, but the Alokho may drink wine. And the question is, if that's true, then when we are vegan, we may eat meat and drink wine. How come in the 9 days we've just started, we can't drink wine and eat meat? We can't be more vegan than chayyim on the Beis HaMikdash than we are during the time when we are sitting shiva chas v'shalom on a close relative. And to understand this, let's take a look at Gemara in from the Basra. If you have the chayyim on page 2. It's fascinating Gemara. The Gemara is discussing a person who buys a house and it has a pest, a balcony sticking out of the Shusar Rabim, and it causes somewhat hezek to the Bnei Shusar Rabim, maybe because your water falls down and you use a sponger, as we know from Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you would experience that you can walk down the Shorim, and suddenly you get a free shower of sponger water, or you can have a child throwing something over the Mepesa. Whatever the reason is that a Mepesa, which is sticking out the Shusar Avim, it's problematic. The halacha is that if you bought a property with that on, with a mepesa, a pre-existing mepesa, there's no problem to leave it. And the Gemara says even further. This is the Gemara of Shabbat Chavez. If you have the copy, Shabbat Chavez, Mab Basaman 2. It's well worth looking to the Gemara. The Gemara discussed over there, if it fell down, can you rebuild it? And the Gemara connects that halacha with building a house which fell down that you had bought when the house was made beautifully by a goy. We said before, the Yid may not have a house which is beautifully done up with tiurim, with form and molding. And the question of the Gemara there is that you bought such a house, which we said in Shulchan Aruch it's allowed, if it fell down, can I rebuild it? And the Gemara brings a price that you can't rebuild it. Here's what it says in the Gemara, 3 lines down on the copy, it's 3 lines down by the dock. It's well worth looking for this. Gemara says, Nesrei, Ein Mesaidin, Ein Mechayil, Ein Masich, you can't make colored moldings and paintings on your property, on your house. This man has there, what's the chum of Hassan? Loka chosim, Mesayadis, Mechayadis, Mechayach, Mechayadis, Mechayadis, but if you bought one, it's okay, you can continue living with it. That's the question we asked before, why? Noflo, if it fell down, Ein Mechayadis, Ein Mechayadis, you can't rebuild it. So the last question is, why, if you had a mepesa sticking out of the street and it fell down, you can't rebuild it? Because you're already mukhzik? And why buy a house which was beautiful that
Kol HaLashon.
You bought, you couldn't have built because it's too beautiful If it fell down, you can't rebuild it. And the Gemara says the reason is Isura Shani. This is an Issa. To have a fancy house after Chumash Mishnah is an Issa. If you bought it, it's okay. Within a while, it's halacha. But if it's already broken down, you can't do it again. Zokh Hashbam, a gewaldige chiddush. The Hashbam says on these words, the Hashbam's missing on the copy, if you have a copy, but inside the Hashbam says, why ain't Masadim? Why can't you make a beautiful house? Says the Hashbam, Mishum Evel Beis HaMikdosh. Now that is something fascinating. Why can't we have fancy houses? Because we are Avelim. And the difficulty here is, the Mechayra Avelus L'chud, and Zeche L'churban L'chud. Avelus means I'm crying over something I lost. Be it a Korach, be it a Beis HaMikdosh, that's Avelus. Zeche L'churban means remembering the Beis HaMikdosh. Zeche L'churban is the Chayra the whole year. Avelus is once a year at certain points in my life. But the Rashi over here, I think Rashi says clearly, it's not a Shmam yet. Rashi says clearly, you can't build a fancy house because we are Avelim. We'll come back to that. Let's use that Ahara today and let's confirm the Gemara. The Gemara is a beautiful Gemara. Two lines down from the wide lines of Samach HaBeis Mabas, we have a Gemara well worth looking inside. Don't have one. Kishachor Avadayis Bishniyot. When the second Mishamidish took place, the Rabu Perushim Yisrael, there were a multitude of El Chayid and Perushim, people who were very, very medactic in mitzvahs. They made a decision to totally stop drinking wine and eating meat. Rabbi Yeshua, the Talmud, the Heilige Rabbi Yeshua, didn't like this. Nitfal Alehem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua made himself known to them that he's not happy with what they're doing. And he had a dialogue, or maybe a better monologue. We'll take the way of the Mashah, but there was a monologue. He gave them a drosha. This we said to them. Amar lehem bonai, b'knei ma'i boso, why are you eating, not eating meat and not drinking wine? And at this stage, it's still a dialogue, comes to monologue in a second. Amaroi, they said to him, noichal boso shemekmenu makriv magabim mizbeach, can we eat meat on which the mizbeach would have meat? Ve'achshav boso, and now the mizbeach of Hashem is empty. Nishte yayin, can we drink wine? Shemanasu magabim mizbeach, can we pour the mizbeach? Ve'achshav boso, and now the mizbeach bereft of the nesochim, which came with every korban. And Mechayr had a very good time. What these Perushim were saying is, we are sitting in our velus. We can't bring ourselves to drink wine, bring ourselves to eat meat, which was the very essence of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Reich Nichech Lashem, the Kapora we would have, the Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu got from us, the Kirva we got from the Korban. We don't have that now. How can we have that on our own table? Amar Lohem, he said to them, Imkein Lechem Lo Neichal, let's refrain from eating bread. There's no more menochis on his bear, which were bread. What are you going to tell me, says the Mashal, if you said to them, Efshe the Peiris, we can eat food. Peiris, we can eat food. The Shiris, I mean him either. Shekla Bokul Bikurim. The Bikurim is stopped. Efshe the Peiris, Achirim. You can have food, which is not the Shiris, I mean him. Mayim lo nishte. We can't drink wine. Shekla Bokul Nitzach HaMayim. Shosku, the Prussian kept quiet. That Yeshua has given them a tiny mitzachas, a winning argument. Your behavior is wrong. It's inconsistent. Because if you're going to stop eating things that are associated with the Beis HaMikdosh, we cannot continue to function as normal people. And then Yeshua gave them some advice. Amar lohem bonai, my dear children, you Purushim who are so broken about the Beis HaMikdosh. Let me give you some guidance. Let me tell you something. Not to have Avelus at all is impossible. The Gezeirus HaChurban has happened. To be Avelim more than is right, is also impossible. You can't make a Gezeirus on the Tzibur unless everyone can manage with that. Rashi explains When you make a gezeira, it's going to be on a goy kuloi, something which the whole nation can cope with. And to stop eating everything, says the Rishash, other than kitnioins, which is beans that have no connection with Samigdosh, and drinking fruit juice, which has no connection with Samigdosh. Because everything else, bread, fruit, meat, wine, are all connected with Samigdosh, that's the fault. Rather, says the Yeshua to the Yidim, what do you have to do? Hello. Tach omru chachomim. What chachomim said you want to do is, Shavat and basically the tit of a shy bird of a wood. When a person makes his house, he should make it only with tit and leave an ammo with the kamar of Yosef amal ammo. We skip another line. Oysa kotol hesuda or mishayed of a mood. What is that? Kisid arasana. Oysa isha kotak shetel, she makes on a tashidim or mishayed of a mood. A chosid b'tof amakta. Now, basically, this Gemara is an incredible Gemara. The Gemara is telling us over here. Number one, wine and basar, we don't, the Avelim didn't eat during the time of the Chumash HaMikdash, because they felt, how can we have to go to Gemara in Chagiga, in Moed Kotel, how can it be Shulchan Chomole, with Shulchan HaMokim Reikom, how can it be that our table is full of meat and wine and everything else, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table is empty? That cannot be. That's impossible. So the reason why they weren't, and so Rishua said to them, if you're going to have that sentiment, you're sitting as Velos, you've lost the Beis HaMikdash, you can't have anything Beis HaMikdash that doesn't have, you won't be able to function. It's not a long-term solution. Rather, make a Zeichel HaChorban when you build a house. Make a Zeichel HaChorban when you make a Tachshitin. Make a Zeichel HaChorban when you plaster your house. When you make a meal. And that will suffice. That will suffice. But let's just stop for a second and we realize something amazing. Why don't we eat milk, wine? We need to drink wine in the 9 days. It's because we are veiled. Because our veiled is on the Beis HaMikdash. How can we indulge in wine and meat when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table is empty? And that is such a beautiful thing. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach was Mechaper. Achshov, Shulchonei Shel Odom Mechaper. Depending how we eat by our table, whether we eat the Shem Shemaim, or we just enjoy ourselves, do we stay the Vetero of the table, which, as Chaim says, elevates the food? Do we say Berchas Amozin Kedin? And what do we say Berchas Amozin? Rachim Na'ashem Leikeila Yisrael Amecho, Ha'ishlaim Erecho, Vatsim Shem Keridecho, Uvenei Yerushalayim Erakedesh. Where is that coming from? Benching. But the Kodim will say today, it's Merdik. The Shulchan Meshel Mokho, Shel Odom, is Mechater. If he feels that there wasn't his Beach, when we got close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have that. It's Mechater. During the 9 days, we don't have a shulchan. We don't have wine. We don't have drink. We don't have wheat meat. Because how can our shulchan be molly for these 9 days we're sitting shiva on the Beis HaMikdash? We're like Avelim. And listen to this amazing point. On Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, state in Alocha, you can ask on the Shudder, Afila Kisuda Shlema B'Shafri. And the question is, how can you do that? What do you mean you're about to sit down on the floor? I'm being the Kailan of this HaMikdash. But the terrorist is because when we eat in Shabbat Suda, we're eating it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bring in Nachas Ruach. So the Suda there is a mitzvah. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter that we have a Suda Shlein B'Shatri. Because that's Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. We're eating for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another point, if you look at the Bialocha, and Steve Allah, the Bialocha says that these Alochas are having a beautiful shul and a beautiful house and with moldings and paintings and everything else. Let me read you the words of the Halacha. For the base, the Knesset, the base, the Medrash, Shori, the Chol Inyan. Everything's allowed. After Sid Lechud, when they share Amalam, you don't need the Amalam and Tatala. Do I not need the Zeche Lechud in the base of Medrash? Do we not remember Yerushalayim? Do we not sing Yerushalayim, Mirchum, Rachum, Toshuv, and Samach, Bomid, Avdecho? But the answer is the base of Mikdash, the base of Medrash, sorry, is the Mikdash Ma'at. This building is here for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for us. That's not a spirit of Chol Beis HaMikdash. Let's take that step further. We ask the question, we can't have music. And the Mechaber says the problem with music is Shoel Samech Bohem. Don't come to Simcha. Pure music can bring a person to elevate the levels of Simcha. I'm not sure it's relevant for all Jewish music on the market nowadays, but certainly the old time Patafish music, which could elevate the person. We think of those Gera marches, which just lift the person up and bring him to Simcha. It's awesome, because you can't be in Simcha after Chumash HaMikdash. But by Chasson and Kala, where there's a mitzvah, it's a mea Chasson and Kala. And we know the reason for that. Because when the Chosn and Kala shtar avek ahal, a Yiddish ahal, with Kedusha and Tahara, with Peir, with Chesed and Mitzvah, that is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because we're building a Bayis, Godel, Venema, Be Yisrael. There we are happy. That's a mitzvah of Samei Chosn and Kala. Because the Simcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we wake up in the morning, we want to hear music. We're sitting by a party, want to hear music, because the Mechava don't have music. But when Mesameach and Chosn and Kala, we're giving them the feeling that you're opening up, you're building, you're opening a new home, setting up a new bayis ne'emon. There's no problem to have music. But when it comes to the 9 days, we don't drink wine, we don't eat basar, because that's something which is avelus. Avelus means I can't have a house which is beautiful, which is kabinyan melochim, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Let's go one step further. We said in the Rambam, there's two halachas. There's the halacha of having a beautiful house. There's another halacha of having a zeichel chorban. We brought from the Rishon HaRashi that building a beautiful house is a matter of azazel, not zeichel chorban. In other words, but a yid goes about building himself a house. And we know there's a big difference between buying a house and building a house. Speak to anybody who's designed a house. You buy the prop, you get the architect, you spend months, maybe years, planning the swimming pool and the jacuzzi and the tennis court. We think in our terms. And the dining and the wine cellar, the dining areas and the kitchen and the wine cellars and the fish ponds. That type of planning is a plan which is a steerer to Churban Beis HaMikdash. How can a yid build a binyan melochim, a mansion fitting for kings, when the Beis HaMikdash is chol? And that's an issa be'etza. And says the Rambam and Chava, no amal will help in such a case. No amal can help in such a case, because that is beyond the zeichel churban. Its essence is a contradiction, a spirit of a churban. Well, to build a normal house. And that house has a zikaroi l'chorban, a zeichel l'chorban. You walk in, you remember it. You walk out, you remember it. That's a different story completely. We're going to have to stop. There's more to God to say, well, that's a big kashrus. It's not offered. The name is Shalhofen. By us building within ourselves a feeling that Beis HaMikdash isn't here. As the Gemara says, Tia in Beirish Einloch, Tia in Adnor, looking after it, looking into her, Michlam the boy Drishan and Foshan explained, the more we miss Yerushalayim, the more we build Yerushalayim. It's like the need who wants to leave over a legacy. There's a family Le'aleinu. He wants to leave over a legacy and he builds a shul. And they see that he is remembered. But we remember the Beis HaMikdash. And we have said about the Beis HaMikdash. Be it during benching, be it during davening, be it during any other time. We learn the halachas or the chazal. We are building the Beis HaMikdash. And I'll finish off at this point. And Mashal said that these halachas are Shulchan Aruch, Tachshitin, and Tuda, and Ka'orot, are not definitive. In every generation, when somebody does something which is happy, which brings excess of Simcha, your Tachshitin, a beautiful Tuda, a beautiful house, but that's to remember Zichin Yerushalayim, to remember Yerushalayim is there, and our Simcha come be complete, as it says in Le'alet Yerushalayim, Aris Mechofi, Mitakim Yizrecha. This should be the last year that we are sitting here in Golis, England. And next year, Moshiach, the king should come in Heirov, Yamein, Omein, and it's Chedesh, and it's beyond fantastic. Bye bye.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.